Let's talk children. Children's story, and we're getting closer. Carla. Carla was in her first piano recital. Carla's first year of piano lessons were coming to a close, and it was her first experience of piano recital. And all the other people that were taking piano lessons from this teacher were all there, and everybody was there for the recital, and all the parents and everybody, and it was Carla's first experience of actually showing what she had learned for a whole year. And Carla knew her piece really, really, really well, and Carla was happy to be able to be a part of playing this piece for her parents and everybody that she had worked so hard on. And she got up there and was playing her piece, and then she looked out and saw all those people. And all of a sudden, everything that Carla had been working on froze up. And she didn't remember anything else, and the fingers didn't remember where to go or how to do it, and Carla just stopped and froze. And then she was embarrassed and humiliated. And Carla got up from the piano and rushed out into the back, sobbing. And her teacher said, "Oh, Carla, that's all right." And Mom and Dad said, "Oh, Carla, that's all right." And they all said, "It takes practice and it takes getting used to. And don't worry about it." And Carla, between sobs, said, "I'll never play the piano again." Next day at home, she was still all upset. All upset. Wasn't going to play that piano again. She was having a really, really, really bad day. And what do you do when you're having a really, really bad day? It was time to go outside and ride her bicycle. And so she went out to the garage to get her bicycle, and the tire was flat. "Mom! Can you help me? Can we change this tire? The tire's flat. I can't even ride my bike." Mom said, "Oh, I guess let's get the tools and we can fix this." And while they were working on it, Mom said, "Do you remember when you were learning to ride your bike?" "Yeah." "Do you remember that you fell a few times?" "Yeah, I sure did. I fell quite a bit." "Do you remember one time you kind of skinned your knee when you fell?" "Oh, yeah, that hurt." "And do you remember what you said that time you skinned your knee when you were learning to ride your bike?" Carla says, "I think what I said was, I'll never ride my bike again. I'll never learn to ride this thing. And since I'll never learn to ride it, I quit and I don't ever want to see the bike again." Mom says, "Yeah, that's kind of how I remember what you said. And if you remember right, when we got a little later into the afternoon, you decided maybe you did want to try again, and so you did ride your bike, right?" "Yes." "Do you think maybe a bike is a little like a piano? Do you think maybe if we're going to learn to do something, it takes practice? And do you remember that sometimes practice takes time? And if we really want to do it, we have to even work our way through a few failures along the way." Well, about the time Mom put the new tube in the tire and had Carla ready to go on her bicycle, Mom said, "Oh, by the way, I think maybe you ought to practice your piano before you go and play anymore." And Carla said, "Huh. And she thought about it. And she thought, you know, I think Mom is telling me I have a choice here. I think Mom is telling me I can have the choice of deciding to go and practice on my piano again because I want to, or I could go sit in front of the piano and pout because I have to. But either way, I better get back at it. And she decided, you know, maybe it works better smiling. I think I ought to go do it because I want to. And you know what? When she got done with her piano practice, her bicycle was there waiting for her to go ride. Have we ever noticed? Sometimes things that are important take some working at it, and maybe even some practice, and maybe even some falling down once in a while. Let's remember that.